There's my tune. As if I couldn't have gotten more juiced up for tomorrow's game, we get Dancing in the Dark, the 8 o'clock hour. Praise God. 913-586-7610. You're going to need to know that number for those of you that have missed it. I'm going to keep reminding you until your ears bleed. Luis Rhys-Zamet, the Welsh rugby superstar phenomenon, has signed with the Kansas City Chiefs or will sign with the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow. He visited the Jets, Browns, Broncos in Kansas City and decided to find home in Kansas City. Boy, that might be worth a jersey. Because that's one in like 20 years, people are going to see the name Zamet and be like, who the hell? Or they're going to be like,
I remember him.
No doubt about it.
He had that awesome punt return, kickoff return in the Super Bowl.
Kadarius Toney's seeing this right now and going, oh, son of a gun.
He said, shucks, man.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's get to the out of left field question. The toss has been made. Blake, you can you've won the toss. You've decided to use tails. It never fails. You can either defer or receive. What would you like to do with the out of left field question tonight?
I deferred last time, so I think I'm going to lead us off this time.
All right, the question tonight is, you're going to the ballpark. What is your must-have order when you go to the ballpark for a baseball game?
As you know, I always bring two answers with me. But I think it's hard when you go to a baseball game and you don't like to have just a classic on the menu, okay? I got one classic, one kind of fancy, not crazy fancy. But my classic answer, just a good old dog, man. I just love a dog and a beer. Like, that is the combo that never fails. And I am determined this year to go 9 for 9.
You going to try it?
I'm going to try it. I tried it last year. I think I got 4. I was 4 for 4. And then just a tidal wave of just I was so full from all that liquid and all those delicious dogs. So I'm going to try to do it this year. The other one that I love, especially
your German ass isn't getting the Sheboygan.
I mean, I like a Sheboygan. I like hot dogs more than sausages.
Okay.
Don't clip that.
I don't have any power over that.
But dogs all the way, especially now that they're breaking out the new Vienna dog.
Yeah.
The Royal Stadium's bringing new dogs into the park, huh?
New dogs, Coca-Cola, and Quick Trips out there, I think. I got to go on a tour tomorrow for the stadium and see if there's a Quick Trip in the stadium.
You have to report back to me.
Oh,
so,
I will.
So dog officially. But the Royals, and I don't know if this place is still there, but they had this little corner spot in the left baseline, basically left field. It was called Fryworks. And Fryworks had a banging buffalo and blue fry basket. Buffalo and blue, buffalo sauce, hot buffalo sauce, blue cheese, little chive action on top and on the fries. It was so good. So those are my two go-tos if I'm going to Kauffman Stadium.
913-586-7610. You go to the ballpark. What is your must-have order? My sister chimed in. She said, big fan of the Sheboygan as well. But she says, mine's not too exciting. Big brat, that foot-long daddy, that Sheboygan. Them peppers, those onions, that brown mustard. I'll walk out with wooden damn shoes on after eating one of those. With blonde hair and blue eyes. Stepmother Mary says she just loves the common food. Hot dog, nachos, and a beer. It all tastes better at the game. There is no doubt about that. My dad can get paranoid at times. And for a while he thought, which is untrue, but he thought that they put jalapeno juice in the nacho cheese because it would make you thirsty, so you had to buy a drink. He's like, they do it on purpose.
Nacho conspiracy.
I'm like, or you're eating salted chips and salted cheese, so you're automatically thirsty.
Dehydrate you, man.
Yeah.
He's like, there's gotta be a way they're making money off this.
Yeah, it's simply too good. I'm easy. When I go to a Royals game, I need three things. Beer doesn't count, because that's just obvious. My three things at a Royals game goes back to when I went to games with my father and friends and all these other sort of things. I need a Polish with sauerkraut and mustard. I need a nacho tray, just the classic nachos with a little thing of cheese with it. And then, by God, by about the seventh inning, I need a Frosty. I need a chocolate Frosty, and I'm that guy that gets the plastic spoon, not the wooden spoon.
Really? So you go sweets at the game?
Just at a baseball game. Okay. I'm normally not a sweets guy.
Me neither.
I got a piece of strawberry cake in my fridge at home. It was this lady's birthday at my other job. Shout out, Anna. Happy birthday. I took that strawberry cake home because strawberry cake does make my knees buckle. Something about that buttercream frosting with that strawberry inside gets me there. But a pole of sausage with sauerkraut, mustard, nachos, and then the seventh inning, I'll walk my happy ass up there and I'll grab myself a chocolate frosty. And if it's in the summertime, I'll tell you what also gets me. I might substitute the frosty because it turns into like a chocolate milk. I'll get that lemon icy.
Oh, yeah. The lemon icy.
I'll lock my jaw up for two innings, just cramming that thing down my throat.
I used to be full Dippin' Dots.
Always a waste of money.
But not so much. Not so much anymore. I don't remember the last time I had Dippin' Dots.
913-586-7610. We go to you now. You go to the ballpark. What's your must-have order? I tailgate my famous tacos and don't eat inside. I get full. Praise God. Let me know where you are tomorrow. I'll come by. 913. I love tacos. 816. Loaded nachos every game. From the 816, a different 816. I gots to get those nachos with extra jalapenos and then cool down with the Choco Malt Heaven, see? Oh, and obviously on my nachos, it is piled with jalapenos.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. I got to have jalapenos. From the 816, beer, period. Does beer taste better at a baseball game, too?
100%.
Okay. I remember I went to one game. It's been a while, but it was one of those hot 103 games. And I got tickets from the station, and I was like, man, I'll go. Dad, you want to go to the Royals game? Of course. 103 degrees, you couldn't even drink a beer. Like, by the time you got half it down, it was warm.
Just, it's like piss warm.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think a beer at a baseball game tastes better than a beer at a football game.
Yeah.
100%.
I think food at a football game is different than food at a baseball game.
Yes.
Football games, it's more so, it's tailgate.
Yeah.
Somebody's making smash burgers or Phillies or, you know, whatever, barbecue. Baseball, it's like, you know, going in, I'm about to drop something.
Oh, yeah.
Some coin on football or some food. Continue down the text line, 913-586-7610. Mine is particularly at a Royals game is a jumbo hot dog, funnel cake, and a boulevard. Man, I'm that guy that I'll never order a funnel cake, but if somebody next to me gets one, I will ask for a couple tears off that thing.
Just a little taste. To me, the funnel cake looks better than it actually goes down.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was good, but like it looks like it'd be better.
Yeah. Stanford Joe says the pizza at Kraft and Draft is unmatched. I've had it once. It was fantastic. They cook it in like 60 seconds, and it's that thin, nice, crisp. You got to get a Sheboygan from the 785 and hammer it. Hammer it, all caps. With brown mustard, sauerkraut, grilled onions, and jalapenos, praise God.
The grilled onions is slept on.
Yep. I hate, like, raw white onion.
No.
But any other onion, I'll smash.
I can put those on, but that's on a dog.
Ugh.
I'm not doing it on the you know, Sheboyg.
Somebody says, definitely rocking my stained-up white Ben Zobrist jersey tomorrow. There you go.
I only own one jersey. It's a Bo Jackson jersey, baby.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Soon to be in the Hall of Fame for the Royals.
Yes, sir.
From the 816, peanuts and beer early, then helmet nachos and a hot dog.
Respect.
913, loaded nachos and a margarita. Are they doing the beer bat baseball thing again this year where they put a bunch of beer in a baseball bat and you just drink out of it?
To me, that just seemed like a logistical nightmare to drink because you got to kind of awkwardly tilt it back and find a nice area where not slapping somebody in the face.
Mm-hmm. From the 816, airplane bottles of Fireball out of my sock. You're a bad man, but I respect the hustle.
You won't tell nobody.
Yeah, I don't know anybody out there. From the 913, brisket nachos in the helmet, baby. I got those last year. They were quite delicious. The only problem I had with it, though, is like the final end of it was just basically chips. But I got my money's worth, and I still have the helmet in my garage. I was going to give it to my buddy's kid. He's like 7. I was like, hey, Owen, you want this Royals baseball helmet? Dude, where'd you get that? I ate nachos out of it. I don't really want it. I was like, I washed it. Didn't want it, so it sits in our garage. Hot dog and a beer from the 816. Funnel cake, no doubt, from the 816. Funnel cake fries? We got a real thing here, funnel cake fries?
That is real.
Whew.
Seen it.
Man. Haven't had stadium food in ages. I go to Gates, High Boy, or Dixon's pregame grub. The only problem going to High Boy these days, they ain't got the onion rings anymore. We did that story the other night. Well, they have onion rings, but they're not the same ones. Chili cheese fries. If I have a sober drive to the game and I get after it, I will 100% get a thing of chili cheese fries and have at least three stains on my shirt.
It's inevitable that I always drop whatever I'm eating on my jersey.
You know what they should do is they should do like a funnel cake corn dog.
Oh,
you know
stop.
What I mean? That'd be pretty solid.
That'd be delicious.
I haven't looked.
Then it's satisfying everything that the funnel cake maybe left off the table for you.
Mm. What do you dip that in? Like a little thing of syrup?
I think you get the powdered sugar
around
the funnel cake around the dog,
And just
then
go.
Then you get a little bit of syrup on that bad boy. Mm.
Sipping on some
just a drizzle on that thing.
Do they still use the term slizzard?
Older folk do.
Okay.
None of the youngins anymore.
The G6 song, they used to slap at college parties. Ramon slanging ice cold lemonade since 02. Is that guy still out there? I thought he was gone.
I thought he was gone too.
Lemonade.
Woo!
I fell for the beer and a bat last year. It wasn't really practical, but nice souvenir. See, my only issue with that is you're going to hold it. And eventually it's going to get warm.
Yeah, and the
and
bottom
I don't like
of that
warm beer.
Can't taste good.
No. The only warm beer I like is if it's the last one. 913-586-7610. You go to the ballpark. What's your must-have order? I do like the ice cream in the helmet because it's nostalgic. Like, I always see Jake Eisenberg, who was on with Carrington Harris today, the Royals play-by-play announcer on the Royals Radio Network. Those things are always fun. But it's hard to eat ice cream at a Royals game. But I will, you know, I might have to get a Frosty tomorrow.
I'll be honest, I've never had the ice cream in a helmet.
Never done it?
Nah. I'm not a sweets guy, man.
I'm not really, but
I love ice cream, too. So it's like, it's just different. Not at the game. I don't get a sweet tooth at baseball.
No need to eat inside with a tailgate. Spend your money on beer. Well, let me know where your tailgate is. I'll be out there tomorrow at 11 o'clock for Cody and Gold. I'll be on their show for a little bit. And then I plan on going out and meeting the people. I'm bringing the crown jewel to Crown Vision. I just made that up. Hot dog and unsweetened tea with an ice cream cone after. Whew. Especially if it's a waffle cone.
Where do we stand on peanuts? Are you a peanut guy?
I'll just bring my own. Can't you bring food in?
Not that I am aware of.
I think you can bring food into Kauffman.
As long as it's unopened or something?
I don't think it has to be unopened. I've seen people twice before bring in their own food. One was Chipotle bowls. The other one was Taco Bell in a sack. I'm not kidding.
What?
I'm not kidding.
What entrance are you coming in through?
I'm not. I'm telling you, I don't know, gate D? I literally sat behind people that brought in. Carrington brought in a gigantic Costco bag of peanuts one time we did the 610 day at the K.
Now, do people, there might be two parties, or maybe I'm just a weirdo. Does anybody eat the whole peanut? Suck the salt off until it's gone, and then just house the actual peanut?
You just gom in that thing?
Just fat lipper right there.
Mm. I don't know. I always just crack it, shoot it, and throw the shells on the ground.
You don't drink your Diet Pepsi through a hot dog straw text line?
Did you not see that last year? The guy at the Yankees game poured out his hot dog with a straw and then drank his beer or drank his Coke or whatever it was through the hot dog straw. He literally poured out the hot dog and then used the hot dog as a straw and sucked his beverage down with it.
That's a baseball ingenuity, baby.
That's a glizzy goblin.
That is a glizzy goblin for sure.
That's a glizzy god right there. And I'm going to be a glizzy god tomorrow. I couldn't tell you the last time I had a hot dog.
From the 816. I frequently see people bring longboards in. Well, some music.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. You ever eat at longboards?
Yes, it's delicious.
What's your go-to?
Oh, it's the Samoan. I believe it's got crab and rice and
pineapple teriyaki.
Pineapples teriyaki, yeah. And then I always get their hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to get the lower one, too, so then I mix them all together, and delicious.
I get either the 619 or the Cabo Chicken OG.
Okay.
And then I get a side of Chipotle Ranch.
I've only ever got the Samoan, so I've never tried their other things.
Mm. Yeah, I guarantee there's people bringing food.
I didn't know you could bring food into the game.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. I've seen it
that
twice.
That changes my whole perspective when I on saw going
two,
to the game.
When I saw two people in front of me, and I know we got to get to a break. When I saw two people in front of me eating Chipotle burrito bowls in front of me, I was like, they allowed that in there? They're like, oh, yeah. You can bring anything in except beverages, unless you're the guy on the text line that says they bring fireballs, airplane shots in their sock. But yeah, you can definitely bring food in.
Game changer. I'm going on Saturday, so.
Yeah. Imagine.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Just saying. 913-586-7610. That is the out of left field question. If you go to the ballpark, what is your must-have order for grub? This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. We'll revisit the Chiefs breaking news. We'll also revisit opening day and try to get you there where I'm at I'm Dusty Likens. That's Blake. This is 610 Sports Radio. You're listening to After Hours.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
We officially have a nickname for Luis Reese Zammit. And according to Google and help of friends like Joe Summers, his nickname is Reese Lightning.
Beer, 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 beer.
I've already texted Cody Tapp. I said your next parody song is already done. Reese Lightning is this kid's nickname, and now you have a song. How perfect is that?
I was close. When we were trying to brainstorm earlier, I said the Welsh Lightning. But that, I mean, how do you beat Reese Lightning?
You don't beat Reese Lightning. You just don't. Hashtag not happening. Hashtag impossible. Also, everybody that didn't get this kid on their team, how you doing? Now you get to watch the Chiefs do something completely different than anybody else in the history of football. And also, potentially do another thing in the history of football and win three straight championships. Chugging beer out of a bat in front of a bunch of drunk guys can't end well. And then from the 816, you can definitely bring food into the K. I would love it. I would love it. Because the text line kind of stole the idea. Someone's seen someone bring in a whole pizza from Lil Skeezers. I don't know if that's a real pizza place.
I think we know what he's talking
about.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah. That would be a typical movie you could do, like a Spicoli move. Go Reese Lightning, you're gonna score many times.
Reese Lightning, go Reese Lightning.
With the 4-2-4 and the full speed at the door, you'll be throwing rugby away. You'll be scoring touchdowns, getting laid in Kansas City. Reese Lightning, go, 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 go.
Go, 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 go,
that
go, go, go.
So going to get laid in Kansas City.
That was impressive, by the way.
Thank you. That was off the top of the head.
I know, I saw.
I could spit some bars. Somebody says, oh, man, good parody idea, but does Cody have to do it? That's our parody guy. He's parody tap. Every time I work here, they show this damn Wendy's commercial of this orange dreamsicle frosty, and they had them, and last night in Lee's Summit, they were sold out. Are you a dreamsicle guy?
Creamsicle, dreamsicle, yeah.
You, whatever sickle.
Yeah, yeah. Popsicle, dreamsicle, creamsicle. This great creamsicle soda.
Mm-hmm. Came in a clear bottle?
Oh, yeah, 4-pack.
Yes, sir. We used to drink those on the way to Myrtle Beach as kids.
So good.
That's probably why I was fat.
Was?
Come on.
Now. I'm just kidding.
That was rude.
That was mean.
That is crazy, though, that his nickname is Reese Lightning.
This guy's going to have a fan base before he even...
He's already got it. There's
look
two,
at this.
There's two fanboys right now on 610 Sports Radio literally talking about him. We got opening day tomorrow. We got Andy Reid throwing out the first pitch. You got... Yeah, here we go. Let's see here. Google. But you got Andy Reid throwing the first pitch. We talked earlier tonight. You got to believe, right? You got to believe he's going to throw a strike. He ain't hitting the dirt. He's probably not throwing from the rubber. And he's going to throw out a first pitch strike, and he's going to be in a blue Hawaiian shirt. Air Force Ones.
Know it.
Khaki shorts.
Of course.
Beautiful mustache.
Lovely.
Great hand wave. Andy Reid has got the hand wave to the crowd down. I mean, just down.
You think he practices that?
No.
It's just so natural.
He's just always at a parade, or he's always on a Super Bowl stage. So it just happened. Luis Reese Zammit, by the way, signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's already followed by everybody you can think of on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter. It is just literally his name, at Luis Reese Zammit. He is shirtless in his profile picture, and his actual like bio picture just says, Manchester is my heaven, which makes me love him even more.
He's already trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Andy Reid, first pitch. Bobby Witt Jr. Going to get a pop from the crowd. Vern, who joined us earlier tonight at 6:30, if you missed it, you could download the Odyssey app, go to After Hours, and you can find that segment. Vern says that Salvador Perez still, and always will be until he's no longer here, the fan favorite, will still get the pop of the crowd. But tomorrow is always special to me. Tomorrow opening day is always fun for me. I love everything about opening day. I think it's special, maybe just for me. I know there's some people on the text line that were talking earlier that they used to go with their dads all the time. Kauffman Stadium, we don't know for sure whether it's going to be the home for the Royals in the future or not. I'm not here to debate that. You can follow that on your own terms. I am quite frankly just tired of all the different storylines around it. So just enjoy opening day Eve while we can. But I mean, there's a whole lot of memories that I have of opening day. And one that sticks out to me was the first year that I was able to drive. I was 16. I had a 98 Mustang red. Got a lucky deal on it. Had to leave school a little early. I talked to our officer, shout out Officer Russell, my sophomore year in high school. And I said, hey, man, I'm going to opening day. I know I'm not supposed to leave early, but is there any way you can make maybe this one exception, let it slip? I've never driven to Kauffman Stadium on my own before. Oh, man, yeah, I'll get you out of here. He goes, come down here about 10 minutes left of the final hour. I'll get you out of the parking lot. And I zoomed all the way to Kauffman, and we used to sit high up with our season tickets. And you could see my car parked on the lawn from where it was. And I'll give you an exact day that I was there. I don't know if a lot of you remember this, but I was at this game and I left early. And that's a true story. I left early and it was the game that Carlos Beltran had a walk-off home run. They won 8-7. Mindy Lopez, I believe, made it 7-6. And then Carlos Beltran made it 8-7. And the Royals won in walk-off fashion. I called my dad and said, we will never leave a game early again on opening day. Because I would literally walk to my car and fireworks go up behind me. And I'm like, oh. So they hit a home run. They were down like 7-3. What happened? I get in my car and then all of a sudden I hear Denny Matthews. Mindy Lopez has hit a 3-run shot and the Royals are within one. And Carlos Beltran is due up in the inning. Carlos Beltran comes up. I'm in my car. It's literally delayed on my radio and I can see fireworks in my rearview mirror. And I'm like, damn it. And I called my dad immediately. And I was like, never, ever. And the next day it was like, on the cover of the Kansas City Star, on the cover of the sports part of the Kansas City Star. And there was like a little article. For those of you that stayed, you saw a historic opening day. And I've never left early since.
That was a hell of a Denny Matthews impression, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I actually thought Denny was in the studio with you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, he actually roasted me a couple years ago. I don't know if you ever heard the audio.
No.
Never heard this.
No.
So we did a 6:10 day at the K. I believe Pete, Cody, and Alex did the hot dog race. Bob and Josh did the opening pitch or the first pitch ceremony, and my lucky ass got to run the can you steal the bag from first base to the pole and back. Denny Matthews and Josh Vernier threw your boy under the bus immediately.
We've had a rough show though here on 610 night. One of our hosts tried to steal the base out there in right field, and he was a cool 5 seconds late crossing the finish line. I'm sure he's going to be hanging his head and hoping that, especially you two, did not see that.
They could have. There's a gapper into right center field, and that's going to get by Kyle Isbell and roll to the wall. So Willie Castro is on. And this is the fourth straight inning that the Tigers have had their leadoff man on. I started to say, Fizz, they could have videotaped that dash from the right field corner in slow motion, but that would have been redundant.
I was going to say, the use of the word dash.
A little dash, yeah. He ran out of steam early.
He sure did. Thanks, Vern. I also love that he was mid-diss, and then a base hit happened or a play happened, and they had to stop, and he still went right back to it.
You had a Castellanos moment in the middle of your diss.
I mean, anytime you can get Denny Matthews roasting you, I think you've made it in your
profession. It's a good day. Oh, yes. Yeah.
What'd you have tonight, Denny?
Chicken.
Ooh, very nice.
Ooh, very nice. But yeah, I have officially been roasted by Denny Matthews, and I'm okay with that.
It was
a little dash.
Yeah. Speaking of famous roasts, I was roasted by Tom Watson one time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What'd you do, talk in his backswing?
Oh, no. He was given a lesson out at Overland Park Golf Course or something, and He was like, now everybody knows what a putter is, don't you? That's not a great Tom Watson impression.
That's fantastic, actually.
It's like, everybody knows what a putter is, don't you? And I was like, no, Tom. And I was being a real smart aleck. And he's like, ah, we have a freaking wise ass here, huh? You want to go home? And I was like, oh, no, Tom, I don't.
Yeah.
My dad and I left early for the 2014 wildcard game. Oh, God.
Ugh. I know somebody who did exactly that. The pain you feel, good sir, I can only imagine.
To this day, they say, my dad claims there's no way we would have won if they stayed, but he's superstitious. I'm not really superstitious. I'm just a little stitious.
I knew that was coming.
There you go. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
You all, but I'm going to be watching the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns tonight, and I'm also going to be watching highlights of Reese Lightning all night. I might have to wear a different pair of pajama pants tonight. Somebody had asked earlier about the parlay that I have for tomorrow for opening day. I had a free $10 MLB bet, so I used it. For tomorrow, I have 6-plus strikeouts for the 2024 Cy Young winner in Cole Reagans, 1-plus stolen base for Bobby Witt Jr., and the Royals plus 1.5. It is a plus 475 parlay. That is the Bobby Bobblehead, Talking Head, Dusty Likens parlay.
Lock it in.
Go ahead. Let's start the season off hot, you know? That's what I plan on doing. For those of you that missed the news or have not been on any social media tonight and you're just getting your car, maybe you had a family dinner, maybe you were practicing Holy Week, praise God, and now you're in your car listening, the Chiefs have and will sign, not have, the Chiefs will sign tomorrow a international rugby superstar in Luis Rhys-Zamet. Thighs of thunder, and his nickname is Reese Lightning, according to Google. Love it. Sign me up. I also saw a cool stat on Twitter as well. It said most consecutive starts for opening day positions going into the 2024 season. Your catcher, Salvador Perez, 9 straight starts at catcher leads. After that, it is Freddie Freeman at first base, Jose Altuve at second, Arenado at third, Brandon Crawford at shortstop, Christian Yelich in left, Mike Trout in center, Jason Hayward in right, JD Martinez as a DH, and Justin Verlander, 12, for his starting pitching opening day. Salvador Perez is fourth on the list for most. Freddie Freeman's 14. I cannot believe Freddie Freeman's been in the league 14 years. That's a Hall of Famer. And then in about 10 years from now, or I guess in like 12 years from now, we're going to talk about how his son's a baller. Because he's the one that we always see. He's always like well-dressed. Looks like a little stud. And then he's in the backyard just hitting tanks. Must be nice. Your dad's a super freak athletic baseball player. Going back to leaving games early, as we talked about opening day a couple minutes ago, I left the, I forget what year that is. That 2000, that would have been 2004. Or 2003, leaving the Carlos Beltran walk-off home run game. From the 816, my brother-in-law left the Chiefs-Bills 13-second game early. I always have to remind him of it because I'm a Richard. Yeah, that's funny. I always remind my dad. Remember when we left opening day? He's like, please stop reminding me. This is the 15th consecutive year you've reminded me of that. From the 816, left early for the 2014 wildcard game, too. My wife went into labor, but it still hurts a little.
I think we'll give you a pass.
I think the birth of a child is a little bit more important than a playoff birth after a wild card play-in game.
Two births in one day.
No doubt. And some people like the Denny Matthews impersonation.
I told you, it was pretty good. I mean, not pretty good. It was spot on.
Yeah, Ben Heisler used to be Benny Matthews. Shout out to Ben Heisler, who is continuing to do his thing. But yeah, opening day tomorrow, I put together a little list of what, some, some prop bets or for season-long bets for the Kansas City Royals. If you want to make a really aggressive bet for the Royals to win the World Series, they are plus 13,000. So, obviously we're not out here advocating they're going to win the World Series, but if you wanted to be that gambler, they are plus 13,000 to win it all. Their over-under in wins this year is 74.5. To make a bet on that, that is minus 115. You can also make a bet that if you are confident like myself that the Royals will be relevant going into August, that would put them somewhere around 75 to 83 wins. For them to win 83 or more games this year, that is plus 285. You can also do a groupage of wins. So if you think they'll win somewhere between 65 and 70 games, for some reason that is plus 450. They just have to be inside that number of 65 and 70, which I wouldn't bet that because I think they're going to win more than 70 games. For the Royals to make the playoffs, yes, is plus 425. No, is minus 550. And for the Royals to win the division is plus 850. So that is kind of where the juice is worth the squeeze. If you think they can somehow, because look, Minnesota's got, they got themselves a tank pitching tomorrow against you who carved up the Royals. In fact, Henry Lake, who does radio in Minnesota, who you remember did 10-2 with Lake and Bink or the 10-2 Ruckus crew, shout out Wachowski, Binkley, and Henry Lake. He's here doing his shows in Kansas City because the Twins obviously are in town. And he gave Blake and I a little reminder. He's like, don't forget, the guy you got to face tomorrow also carved you all up last year. But they got to face Cole Reagans. And right now, he's 14-1 to win the Cy Young Award in the American League. But look, it's a new day in Kansas City. It's an opening day. It's a new, fresh start for those of you that have the negative opinions and like, oh, they're going to be bad like they always are. Throw those out the window. You get a fresh start. If you had a 2.5 GPA in your sophomore year, you could start off brand new your junior year and try to uptick that GPA. You can go from last year having a 2.5 to your junior year having a 3.0. You're going to be better. It might not be significantly better at the end of the season when you look at the numbers, but it's going to be better. They did exactly what you wanted to do this offseason. Obviously, the stadium talk has taken away the city. I understand that. We have a lot of good people that are reporting on that throughout this station. Feel free to look up into that. But the thing is, the one narrative that I heard a lot of people say last year, or at least in the offseason, was, you want a new stadium, you better put a new product on the field for me to like. Damn it, they did exactly that. They revamped this pitching rotation. Your starting five rotation going into opening day will be Cole Reagans, Lugo, Singer, Waka, and Alec Marsh. And Alec Marsh is going to be a little bit better than a lot of people think, even though he is the fifth starter. Brady Singer, I don't think there's any pressure. I think it's just, you are who you are now. You're a mid-rotation guy on a trying-to-break-into-the-playoff sort of team. And then there's Bobby Witt Jr., your superstar. The guy that you thought, a lot of you, I know a lot of people out there that thought he'd never sign with the Royals. Why would he? Well, he did it. And he's here. And your lineup is set for tomorrow. Vinny Pasquantino's back from injury. Michael Garcia is at the top of the spot. Bobby Witt Jr. will hit second. Salvador Perez will hit fourth. Pasquantino hitting third, sandwiched between Bobby Witt Jr. and Sal Perez. I love that. Love to see that lefty get a lot of looks because Bobby Witt Jr. is now a household name. Pitchers will try to get around him to pitch to Pasquantino, and then they'll think, ah, well, I can't do too much because I got Sal Perez behind him. So I like Vinny's potential this year. I think a rising star in Vinny Pasquantino coming off the shoulder injury. But have fun tomorrow. That's the most important part. It's opening day. It's a new start. It's a new day. Yes, it is. And this is After Hours. We've got two shows left of season two of After Hours as we wrap up Wednesday night and we finish your hump day, hump evening, and revisit what we had on the show tonight, plus my final thoughts involving Caitlin Clark and why the media is so damn rude. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning.
We'll get some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
We talking, what we talking.
Fuel injection cut up and chrome-plated rock.
trying to turn it down? Welcome to After Hours.
I dumped her. We're good.
Oh, that's fine. John Travolta playing us out, basically. For those of you wondering why we're playing Grease Lightning, the newly acquired Chiefs player, Reese Zammit. His nickname is Reese Lightning. Gotta love that.
Here, I was worried about the wrong word the whole time. You know who's in that scene, by the way, that nobody really knows?
In that Grease Lightning scene? Mm-hmm.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
Yes, he's an extra.
Nice.
That was his first like major movie. But he's just a peek. He's just in it for a half a second.
Did you know he's in Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Do people not know that?
Some people don't. Hold on to your butts.
He's the doctor. Or the scientist.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you're a movie buff. I watched probably the most bizarre movie of my entire life the other night.
Do tell.
I watched the movie Saltburn.
Oh, okay. Haven't seen it.
Dear God.
But it's a weird one?
Insanely weird.
Is it a mind F? Or is it just like, what is going on?
It's very weird. If you have Amazon Prime and you want to take 2 hours out of your night for a bizarre movie that you'll only watch once, Saltburn. Okay. Oli, come down the hole, please, Oli. That's all I ever hear. Now that I've seen that movie, it is one of the most disturbing movies I've ever seen. For those of you that want some more proof, John Morosi's telling you who the Cy Young winner is of the AL this year.
Cole Reagan's Kansas City Royals. I'm all about the Midwest here in this segment, Lauren. I've got the Tigers winning the division and a Kansas City Royals left-hander, Cole Reagan's winning the Cy Young. He was a revelation for KC once he came over at the deadline. Theo DeRosa, our colleague at MLB.com, great name, by the way. Theo wrote about how Reagan's fastball velo went up 4 miles per hour year over year. And he also added a slider last year once he arrived to the Kansas City Royals. So you think about the great lineage of Royals, Cy Young winners, Saberhagen, Greinke. I think that Cole Reagan's finds a way to add his name to that list this season.
Gotta love it. We talked earlier tonight. This is the first time the Royals have had a 1-1 on both sides of their field, offense and pitching. They've got a 1 in Reagan's and a 1 in Bobby Witt Jr. Last time they had that was Brett Saberhagen and George Brett. I don't know, the 80s. I think there's a lot of potential to watch tomorrow. Cole Reagan's the lefty, a.k.a. the left-handed DeGrom, a.k.a. slanging Reagan. I don't know if that's a real name, but we should call it that. Opening day is tomorrow. I can't wait for it. But before we get out of this show tonight, I want to say one thing. Ignore media sometimes. The media has been very harsh to one Caitlin Clark. Can we just let popularity live? Can we just let somebody live their life? Can we let a college athlete have fun? People say, oh, she's just not the hero we needed. She's too arrogant. She celebrates way too much. Let the girl celebrate. She's changed the map of women's college basketball. She's made it relevant. She's fun. Iowa's fun to watch. I've yet to miss a game. I'll watch every Iowa women's basketball game, partially because Gabby Marshall's on the team, but we're not getting into that. She's a sweetheart. But Caitlin Clark's been fun. And when people say, her post-game comments are rude, they're selfless. Come on. Let's let popularity live for a little bit. Remember how much scrutiny the Chiefs got this year when things weren't going right and everyone said that Patrick Mahomes was acting like a baby? Maybe it's passion. People deliver passion in different ways. It's not like she's hitting threes, going to somebody, and then doing the John Cena. You know? It's not like she's going in the game and like, oh, that team sucked. We were better and we had a better game and we're better than them and they know it. It's not what's happening.
I do believe she has hit the John Cena before, but not in somebody's face.
Not in someone's face.
No. It was like walking off the court.
Walking off the court. I'm saying like not deliberately like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did when they put a peace sign in Tyreek Hill's face after an incomplete pass.
I get mad at people when they talk about, oh, he's too cocky, oh, they're too this. Have you ever played sports? Do you know how much energy you have? Do you know how much you're in the moment, the passion like you talked about? It's part of it. And yeah, sometimes people go a little overboard, but that's few and far between, I feel like.
Just let people live their lives.
Let them play.
Let them live.
They're the center of the NCAA tournament right now. Yeah, the March Madness is going on.
You never hit a...
But the women's tournament's killing it.
You've never hit a big pot in a poker game and done a fist pump and yelled? By the way, let me play you out real quick.
He's the fastest in the league. He steals the base. Hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name. And you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home base.
Kansas City Open Days tomorrow. As always, go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply cool to care. I don't know about you all, but I'm going to be watching the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns tonight. And I'm also going to be watching highlights of Reese Lightning all night. I might have to wear a different pair of pajama pants tonight. Somebody had asked earlier about the parlay that I have for tomorrow for opening day. I had a free $10 MLB bet, so I used it. For tomorrow, I have 6-plus strikeouts for the 2024 Cy Young winner in Cole Reagans. 1-plus stolen base for Bobby Witt Jr. and the Royals +1.5. It is a +475 parlay. That is the Bobby Bobblehead, Talking Head, Dusty Likens parlay.
Lock it in.
Go ahead. Let's start the season off hot, you know? That's what I plan on doing. For those of you that missed the news or have not been on any social media tonight and you're just getting your car, maybe you had a family dinner, maybe you were practicing Holy Week, praise God, and now you're in your car listening. The Chiefs have and will sign, not have, the Chiefs will sign tomorrow a international rugby superstar in Luis Rhys-Zamet. Fast, thighs of thunder, and his nickname is Reese Lightning, according to Google. Love it. Sign me up. I also saw a cool stat on Twitter as well. It said most consecutive starts for opening day positions going into the 2024 season. Your catcher, Salvador Perez, 9 straight starts at catcher leads. After that, it is Freddie Freeman at first base, Jose Altuve at second, Arenado at third, Brandon Crawford at shortstop, Christian Yelich in left, Mike Trout in center, Jason Hayward in right, J.D. Martinez as a DH, and Justin Verlander, 12, for his starting pitching opening day. Salvador Perez is fourth on the list for most. Freddie Freeman's 14. I cannot believe Freddie Freeman's been in the league 14 years. That's a Hall of Famer. And then in about 10 years from now, or I guess in like 12 years from now, we're going to talk about how his son's a baller. Because he's the one that we always see. He's always like well-dressed. Looks like a little stud. And then he's in the backyard just hitting tanks. Must be nice. Your dad's a super freak athletic baseball player. Going back to leaving games early, as we talked about opening day a couple minutes ago, I left the, I forget what year that is. That 2000, that would have been 2004 or 2003, leaving the Carlos Beltran walk-off home run game. From the 816, my brother-in-law left the Chiefs-Bills 13 second game early. I always have to remind him of it because I'm a Richard. Yeah, that's funny. I always remind my dad. Remember when we left opening day? He's like, please stop reminding me. This is the 15th consecutive year you've reminded me of that. From the 816, left early for the 2014 wildcard game too. My wife went into labor, but it still hurts a little.
I think we'll give you a pass.
I think the birth of a child is a little bit more important than a playoff birth after a wild card play-in game.
Two births in one day.
No doubt. And some people like the Denny Matthews impersonation.
I told you, it was pretty good. I mean, not pretty good. It was spot on.
Yeah, Ben Heisler used to be the – it was Benny Matthews. Shout out to Ben Heisler, who is continuing to do his thing. But, yeah, opening day tomorrow. I put together a little list of what some prop bets or for season-long bets for the Kansas City Royals. If you want to make a really aggressive bet, for the Royals to win the World Series, they are plus 13,000. So, obviously we're not out here advocating they're going to win the World Series, but if you wanted to be that gambler, they're plus 13,000 to win it all. Their over-under in wins this year is 74.5. To make a bet on that, that is minus 115. You can also make a bet that if you are confident like myself that the Royals will be relevant going into August, that would put them somewhere around 75 to 83 wins. For them to win 83 or more games this year, that is plus 285. You can also do a groupage of wins. So if you think they'll win somewhere between 65 and 70 games, for some reason, that is plus 450. They just have to be inside that number of 65 and 70, which I wouldn't bet that because I think they're going to win more than 70 games. For the Royals to make the playoffs, yes, is plus 425. No is minus 550. And for the Royals to win the division is plus 850. So that is kind of where the juice is worth the squeeze. If you think they can somehow, because look, Minnesota's got, they got themselves a tank pitching tomorrow against you who carved up the Royals. In fact, Henry Lake, who does radio in Minnesota, who you remember did 10 to 2 with Lake and Bink, or the 10 to 2 Ruckus crew, shout out Wachowski, Binkley, and Henry Lake. He's here doing his shows in Kansas City because the Twins obviously are in town. And he gave Blake and I a little reminder. He's like, don't forget, the guy you got to face tomorrow also carved you all up last year. But they got to face Cole Reagans. And right now he's 14-1 to win the Cy Young Award in the American League. But look, it's a new day in Kansas City. It's an opening day. It's a new fresh start. For those of you that have the negative opinions and like, oh, they're going to be bad like they always are, throw those out the window. You get a fresh start. If you had a 2.5 GPA in your sophomore year, you can start off brand new your junior year and try to uptick that GPA. You can go from last year having a 2.5 to your junior year having a 3.0. You're going to be better. It might not be significantly better at the end of the season when you look at the numbers, but it's going to be better. They did exactly what you wanted to do this offseason. Obviously, the stadium talk has taken away the city. I understand that. We have a lot of good people that are reporting on that throughout this station. Feel free to look up into that. But the thing is, the one narrative that I heard a lot of people say last year, or at least in the offseason, was, you want a new stadium, you better put a new product on the field for me to like. Damn it, they did exactly that. They revamped this pitching rotation. Your starting five rotation going into opening day will be Cole Reagans, Lugo, Singer, Waka, and Alec Marsh. And Alec Marsh is going to be a little bit better than a lot of people think, even though he is the fifth starter. Brady Singer, I don't think there's any pressure. I think it's just you are who you are now. You're a mid-rotation guy on a trying to break into the playoff sort of team. And then there's Bobby Witt Jr., your superstar. The guy that you thought, a lot of you, I know a lot of people out there that thought he'd never sign with the Royals. Why would he? Well, he did it, and he's here. And your lineup is set for tomorrow. Vinny Pasquantino is back from injury. Michael Garcia is at the top of the spot. Bobby Witt Jr. will hit second. Salvador Perez will hit fourth. Pasquantino hitting third, sandwiched between Bobby Witt Jr. and Sal Perez. I love that. Love to see that lefty get a lot of looks because Bobby Witt Jr. is now a household name. Pitchers will try to get around him to pitch to Pasquantino, and then they'll think, ah, well, I can't do too much because I got Sal Perez behind him. So I like Vinny's potential this year. I think a rising star in Vinny Pasquantino coming off the shoulder injury. But have fun tomorrow. That's the most important part. It's opening day. It's a new start. It's a new day. Yes, it is. And this is After Hours. We've got two shows left of season two of After Hours as we wrap up Wednesday night and we finish your hump day, hump evening, and revisit what we had on the show tonight, plus my final thoughts involving Caitlin Clark and why the media is so damn rude. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hydromatic. Why, it's Greased Lightning.
Greased Lightning.
We'll get some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
We talking, what we talking?
Fuel injection cut up in chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll you get the money.
With a four-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that ain't no shit, we'll be getting last in Greased Lightning.
You try to turn it down. Welcome to After Hours.
I dumped her. We're good.
Oh, that's fine. John Travolta playing us out, basically. For those of you wondering why we're playing Greased Lightning, the newly acquired Chiefs player, Reese Zammit. His nickname is Reese Lightning. Gotta love that.
Here, I was worried about the wrong word the whole time. You know who's in that scene, by the way, that nobody really knows?
In that Grease Lightning scene? Mm-hmm.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
Yes, he's an extra.
Nice.
That was his first like major movie. But he's just a peek. He's just in it for a half a second.
Did you know he's in Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Do people not know that?
Some people don't. Hold on to your butts.
He's the doctor. Or the scientist.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you're a movie buff. I watched probably the most bizarre movie of my entire life the other night.
Do tell.
I watched the movie Saltburn.
Oh, okay. Haven't seen it.
Dear God.
But it's a weird one?
Insanely weird.
Is it a mind F? Or is it just like, what is going on?
It's very weird. If you have Amazon Prime and you want to take 2 hours out of your night for a bizarre movie that you'll only watch once, Saltburn. Okay. Oli, come down the hole, please, Oli. That's all I ever hear. Now that I've seen that movie, it is one of the most disturbing movies I've ever seen. For those of you that want some more proof, John Morosi's telling you who the Cy Young winner is of the AL this year.
Cole Reagan's Kansas City Royals. I'm all about the Midwest here in this segment, Lauren. I've got the Tigers winning the division and a Kansas City Royals left-hander, Cole Reagan's, winning the Cy Young. He was a revelation for KC once he came over at the deadline. Theo DeRosa, our colleague at MLB.com, great name, by the way. Theo wrote about how Reagan's fastball velo went up 4 miles per hour. Year over year. And he also added a slider last year once he arrived to the Kansas City Royals. So you think about the great lineage of Royals, Cy Young winners, Saber Hagen, Greinke. I think that Cole Reagan's finds a way to add his name to that list this season.
Gotta love it. We talked earlier tonight. This is the first time the Royals have had a 1-1 on both sides of their field, offense and pitching. They've got a 1 in Reagan's and a 1 in Bobby Witt Jr. Last time they had that was Brett Saber Hagen and George Brett. I don't know, the 80s. I think there's a lot of potential to watch tomorrow. Cole Reagan's the lefty, a.k.a. the left-handed DeGrom, a.k.a. Slangin' Reagan. I don't know if that's a real name, but we should call it that. Opening day is tomorrow. I can't wait for it. But before we get out of this show tonight, I want to say one thing. Ignore media sometimes. The media has been very harsh to one Caitlin Clark. Can we just let popularity live? Can we just let somebody live their life? Can we let a college athlete have fun? People say, oh, she's just not the hero we needed. She's too arrogant. She celebrates way too much. Let the girl celebrate. She's changed the map of women's college basketball. She's made it relevant. She's fun. Iowa's fun to watch. I've yet to miss a game. I'll watch every Iowa women's basketball game, partially because Gabby Marshall's on the team, but we're not getting into that. She's a sweetheart. But Caitlin Clark's been fun. And when people say, her post-game comments are rude, they're selfless. Come on. Let's let popularity live for a little bit. Remember how much scrutiny the Chiefs got this year when things weren't going right and everyone said that Patrick Mahomes was acting like a baby? Maybe it's passion. People deliver passion in different ways. It's not like she's hitting threes, going to somebody, and then doing the John Cena, you know? It's not like she's going in the game and like, oh, that team sucked. We were better and we had a better game and we're better than them and they know it. It's not what's happening.
I do believe she has hit the John Cena before, but not in somebody's face.
Not in someone's face.
No, no, no. It was like walking off the court.
Walking off the court. I'm saying, like, not deliberately like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did when they put a peace sign in Tyreek Hill's face after an incomplete pass.
I get mad at people when they talk about, oh, he's too cocky, oh, they're too this. Have you ever played sports? Do you know how much energy you have? Do you know how much you're in the moment, the passion, like you talked about? It's part of it. And yeah, sometimes people go a little overboard, but that's few and far between, I feel like.
Just let people live their life.
Let them play.
Let them live.
They're the center of the NCAA tournament right now. Yeah, the March Madness is going on.
You never hit a...
But the women's tournament's killing it.
You've never hit a big pot in a poker game and done a fist pump and yelled? By the way, let me play you out real quick.
He's the fastest in the league. He steals the base. Hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name. And you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home.
Kansas City opening days tomorrow. As always, go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay knife, stay nice, stay safe. Have fun tomorrow. I'll see you all at the tailgate. I'll talk to you all at 11 o'clock on Cody and Gold. Have a good night, Kansas City. I love you all. Bobby Baseball. Bobby's got a bobblehead.
This might...